In baseball, in the American League, the Yankees beat Baltimore 8-6 to move within a half game of the AL East leading Toronto Blue Jays, who were bested by Boston 11-4. In the National League, the Mets beat Washington 8-5 to extend their five-game lead in the NL East. In top 25 college football, number 1 Ohio beat Virginia Tech 42-24. Tom Brady will start at quarterback on Thursday night when the New England Patriots raise their fourth Super Bowl banner before the season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. After spending the offseason fending off allegations he was involved in illegally deflating footballs used in the AFC title game, the Patriots quarterback had his four-game suspension overturned last week. A person with knowledge of the situation says that two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul has reported and met with the New York Giants. The meeting comes 2 months after Pierre-Paul injured his right hand in a July 4th fireworks accident. Meanwhile, the New York Giants have signed safety Craig Dahl and released safety Stevie Brown. Kevin Anderson authored the biggest Labor Day upset at the U.S. Open. The 15th-seeded Anderson had never advanced to a Grand Slam quarterfinal until he had 25 aces in a 7-6, 6-3, 6-7, 7-6 win over third-seed Andy Murray. Anderson also hit 81 winners compared to 49 by Murray, who had reached the quarters at his previous 18 Grand Slam tournaments. Roger Federer, Richard Gasquet, and Stan Wawrinka also advanced. Advancing to the women's quarterfinals are number 2 Simona Halep, 5th seed Petra Kvitova, number 20 Victoria Azarenka, and number 26 Flavia Panetta. Today, sisters Serena Williams and Venus Williams will face off in the women's quarterfinals. Ricky Fowler rallied from two shots down with five holes remaining to beat Henrik Stenson and win the Deutsche Bank Championship near Boston. Fowler sank a 40-foot birdie putt on 14 en route to a 3-under 68 and a 15-under total.